Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest.
You don't know better than that.
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Jake Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you with us, I think.
Glad to be here.
And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Before we celebrate today, we should say hello to Keith, Alex, Pat. Glad to see you all with us. Doug Mitchell's on the line. Uncle Dave is here. We got to go say hi to Uncle Dave one of these days. And Louie Lou. Louie
yeah,
Lou is
yeah,
on the line.
Yeah, Louie's my wife.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Yeah,
hello, hello.
Incognito that, name.
You know something? If I was watching,
but
well.
It's not incognito anymore now that I said it, right?
So much for that, right?
It's too bad you can't click on that picture and you know, make it larger. Just
yeah, that'd be great. I've seen some of her pictures. They're
oh, yeah.
pretty
yeah.
amazing. Yeah. Pretty, and I've seen some of them of you, and that's tough with what she got to work with.
I know. I mean, it's magic almost because I'm looking at the monitor right now, and I unfortunately see reality.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, when we're on every day, Jay, we get to see that, and the screen does not lie, but
no.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, but that's a different story, so we're going to check out. What are we going to celebrate today? We like to find something every single day to celebrate. We are in Southern California, the formerly Golden State. Let's look and see celebrations of the day. I wonder if we're going to get some help from Miss Christie today on this one. We will check it out today. National Hospitalist Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. Let's stay away from that one. I think now this one here. I'm being that my wife is not watching this morning. I can say this: National Be Heard Day.
National who?
Be Heard Day. I don't.
Oh, Be Heard.
I don't know about that one. Let's see. Okay, let's see. I don't know if Christy's listening to us today or not. National Cereal Day. I don't know about that one. Not too much milk though, right, Jay?
No.
Okay. And I guess being that we have both. Escaped anorexia.
Yeah, well,
right? Or
survived.
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 Today is National Crown of Roast Pork Day.
Oh.
Today, kosher pork, of course, kosher.
But you know what a crown is? That's the, you know, when they take like the rib roast and tie it together so it looks like a crown with the bones coming out as, you know, part of the.
Wow.
Part of the crown.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
I did not know that, and Jay. So,
you know, you may want to wear the crown. I want to eat it.
Yeah, that, boy, that looks, I'm looking at a picture here. National Crown Roast of Pork Day. What do you think about that one, Christy, or cereal? Which is it? I don't know. Cereal. Okay. Miss Christy's telling us it is cereal day. We will go with. I wonder if they have cereal over at Reunion today. Good morning, Mike. Glad to see you with us. It is a little bit of a challenge today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 199 points.
Ow!
Yeah, that's not too good. Oil, it's up 44 cents a barrel. Okay, we can live with that. 10-year Treasury down 4 basis points. Yield is down to 2.65. We'll talk about that a little bit today. We'll also chat a little about tomorrow's jobs report. So we've got some interesting information to share with you on that. What's happening with the mortgage-backed securities? Well, you're going to have to listen to us in the next segment. We'll talk about the mortgage-backed securities when we get to the Mortgage Minute. That will be our chat of the day. Daily briefing. you got to love this. I mean, you've got the worst organization now in America. It would probably be the United States Congress. They are about as inept as you can possibly get. Although I did notice there is a report now that says Jay, you're not going to like this one. You know who's worse than the worst in history now? Being that you're in it now, Jay.
Maybe.
The media. Right? The media is the least trusted institution in America. That's according to Columbia University. Right? So they're not going to be out there giving a ultra-conservative report from Columbia University. Believe me on that one. But the House Lack of Intelligence Committee, now they were out there yesterday. Look at this one. They decided that in order to assist them, and this would be Adam Schiff and his gang, right? In order to assist them, they need to go to a convicted liar. Michael Cohen provided the House Intel Committee new documents. Now, one of the things that he was convicted of was forgery. So the House Intel Committee wants these new documents that he is providing them in order to clarify his false statements that he gave Congress in 2017. You cannot make this stuff up. This is, you got to love this stuff. Unbelievable. Moving right along. Hey, did you see the lack of a crisis on the southern border? I saw this one yesterday. Could not believe this. There is no crisis on the southern border, but they are giving pregnancy tests to every female over age 10 because of the problems they have on the ride or the trip over here. That is a sorry sight. But there's no crisis there. That's, I guess, something that is just par for the course. I don't know. Moving right along in the briefing. Hey, Michael Bloomberg decided not to run for president. I've got to think we've got some audience participation there. Yeah, he decided not to run. The crowded field is open for front runner. Guess who it'll be? Joe Biden. Probably not progressive enough for Kamala Harris or for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, although I don't know if she's going to be able to vote from her jail cell. $985,000 she moved. You got to love it. I don't make these things up. I just share them with you. A new poll. Now, you got to love this. I love looking at polls because one of the problems with all these different polls that come out is who does the polls? The polls are generally either done by a college, okay, got it, or they're done by the media. Now, the media, again, I'm going to share this number with you from Columbia Journalism Review at Columbia University in New York City. 26% of Democrats trust the press. 5% of Republicans trust the press. So let's share some information from the press, right? Gallup poll, a Quinnipiac, that's another school, right? They suggest 66% of voters disapprove of President Trump's use of emergency executive powers to fund the wall. So that would be 66%. Monmouth poll finds 42% of Americans think President Trump should be impeached, a six point percent increase since they asked in November. Did we forget due process here? Maybe that's something new in some of these polls, but that's just the issue right there. Fascinating looking what some of these polls have to say, and I would suggest if asked properly, 99.9% of the people disapprove of the president building a wall the way he's doing it. But I think the question might be, don't you think that Congress should do their job and solve the problem? And I'm not sure, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. Solve the problem. Do your job. That's just the issue right there. Unbelievable. None of them. And I'm going to say this, when the Republicans had both houses, they did not solve the problem. When the Democrats had both houses, they did not solve the problem. Now that we've got a split Congress, they're not going to solve the problem. What will it take to solve the problem? Unbelievable. Talk about another problem nobody wants to solve. Yeah, it is the trade deficit, and goods hit a record in 2018. Going against the president's efforts to narrow that gap, the deficits in goods grew 10% last year to $891.3 billion, the widest on record. The president commented on a deal with China yesterday. The more he talks about China, the better the stock market seems to do, as long as they get that deal. And as we've shared with you in the past, I love seeing stories like this. I feel bad for the workers, but think about this one. Amazon has decided that they're going to meet public criticism and they're going to have a $15 minimum wage for all employees. That is going at their Whole Foods stores. Well, what do you do when you have a $15 an hour minimum wage? Well, you have to cut employees, right? So Amazon is now cutting workers at their stores. They're paying $15 an hour minimum wage. So yes, some of those folks are going to make more money. Some of them are going to go on the food lines and will not be able to buy anything at Whole Foods because they won't even have the whole paycheck to send them. That is the stories of the day. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the reverse mortgage. We're going to talk to our friend Jay Kaplan. He will educate us on that product. Hey, it's not just for those in need now. It is a great financial tool. So we're going to talk about using the reverse mortgage as a financial tool, a financial instrument. Talk to Jay Kaplan about that one. Why an economic shutdown will not crush the real estate this time, or economic slowdown, not shutdown, and how bad credit makes a mortgage expensive. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. They are the only one I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval, getting you pre-underwritten, not pre-approved, before you go out shopping for that new home. So what's happening in the markets right now? I look constantly at the markets for you. We're always watching them. That's the part of the job. That's part of the business. When you're in the mortgage industry, you have to know a combination of what are the products out there, but you also have to know what's the market doing. And more important than what the market's doing, what is the forecast of what the market will do? And why is it doing it? Right? So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's easy. I can tell you that's down 219 points right now. Why is it down? I can tell you that the S&P 500 is down 20 points right now. Why is it down 20 points? Why did it not go down 21 points? The U.S. 10-year Treasury, the yield is down 4 basis points at 2.65. The Fannie Mae bond, that's the mortgage-backed securities, that's up 16 basis points. What does that mean? All of those things are found very, very simply. You can go to google.com and get every one of those numbers. Or you can go to MarketWatch or whatever your favorite source is. But take a look, first off, the S&P 500. Why did it go to 2750 and bounce? Well, it's pretty simple. 2750 has a Fibonacci resistance or support level. It also has the 25-day moving average. I know that sounds technical, but somebody's got to watch it, right? Then you look at the Fannie Mae bond, the Fannie Mae, the mortgage-backed securities. They're doing basically the same thing. They're going right to their level of support. They are at right now 102.2. At 102.0713 is where we find the 25-day moving average. If we go down to 101.9503, that's pretty technical, right? That's where we're going to find the 50-day moving average. Those serve as levels of support for these bonds. So as we go into the jobs report, which will come out tomorrow, we're not real concerned about it because we've got quite a bit of support on the downside. Now, what is causing these things today? Why did the market do what it's doing? Well, when it breaks down below, the S&P 500 drops below that 200-day moving average. Well, then you get the program trading kicks in, and you start seeing these algorithms say, you know something, it's dropping, we better sell. No human looks at those things. It's just done by the computers. Right? So that's some of the issues. Now, what caused it to start dropping this morning? European Central Bank, ECB, they left their rates unchanged today, but they announced that instead of reversing their negative interest rate policy this summer, they're going to keep rates negative through 2019. Draghi said they're going to do this because growth is slower than expected and inflation is below their target. Wow, is that a surprise? In addition, they're adding more stimulus. They'll be launching another program to stimulate lending in the Eurozone. They'll be issuing targeted longer-term refinancing operations starting in September and ending in March 2021. These will provide cheap rates to banks. I wonder if negative can get any cheaper than that. Just curious right there. But that is part of what's happening. We also look and see jobless claims. They came in at 223,000. 3,000 better than last week, 3,000 higher than expectations. Last week's figure was revised slightly higher by 1,000, so we'll continue to watch that. The jobs report tomorrow, well, their estimates are 180,000 last month, or with the report, 304,000. So that's just some of the items that we're watching right now. You can keep an eye on those things. Holy cow, we are watching it all for you. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat this morning. Jake Kaplan is in the house. Now, Jake comes here and chats with us on a regular basis. We talk about reverse mortgages, home equity conversion. Jake, can we call it a home equity conversion mortgage when they're talking about the big ones now?
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing.
But officially.
Okay.
I guess, you know, I think maybe HUD has a trademark on the other one. Maybe we can't use it.
Okay, so we don't want to mislead anybody.
No, but I like to call both of them retirement mortgages.
Okay.
And that's why you can't have one.
I'm married. I'm never going to retire. Okay, so the issue here is we want financial planning, right? I mean, tomorrow we're doing a seminar, and it's an exclusive seminar talking only about disinheriting the IRS, getting them out of your lifestyle. I like to talk. That's all done with a financial planning process, right? So that's a big issue right there. How do we do it? How do we get rid of the IRS? Not talking about 1031 exchanges or any of those things, but we want to figure that out. But on the other side of it is we look at once you get to a certain age.
Excuse me?
I think you're there, Jay. But once you get to a certain age, once you're done, and it's different for everybody. I submit that when you get to you're done with the wealth building or wealth accumulation phase of your life, one of the more important things you want to start doing is dealing with cash flow. And the reverse mortgage or retirement mortgage, as you call it, right? That's really dealing with cash flow.
It is.
Right? So give me a little, I know you've helped hundreds of people with these.
Thousands of people. Thousands, as you would say, since you said you never lie, right?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Tens of thousands, yeah.
So if you've helped all these folks, is that the big issue that people are looking for? Is the cash flow sense of it?
In the past, it has been, and it was that way because of the preconception most people have had, mostly because of misinformation. I think a lot of the misinformation comes from advertising, and we could do a whole show on that, but we won't. So people have always thought it was a program, because I like to call it a program rather than a loan.
Sure.
For people who were in need, poor people. Well, let's face it, people who have a home with equity, those are not people we normally call poor people.
They're cash poor.
Yeah.
They might be equity rich.
They could be
equity rich, but just liquidity.
And I think that's great for those kind of, for those people.
Sure.
But it's also for everyone. I think personally everyone should look at it, at least learn about it. Because cash flow is important.
I'll agree with you half of that.
Cash.
Everyone should look at it and learn about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything that's right for everyone.
Right. Well, I didn't say everyone should have one.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Good. I may feel that way, but, I can think of a couple people like, what's his name? Buffett? What's his name?
Warren?
Warren Buffett. Yeah, and as my friend said, we're not Warren Buffett. We're hometown Buffett.
But sure.
Speaking of food. But
I can't imagine you and I speaking of food,
no,
Jay.
No. But cash flow, like you said, is king. And it doesn't have to be a problem or looked at as a problem only for people that don't have a lot of cash. It's where's that cash coming from? A lot of people are very, let's say, rich or have a lot of money in their retirement accounts. They have a lot of money maybe in the bank account, okay? But you remember the 4% rule. You take out 4%. If you got $1 million in your retirement account, okay, and you take out that 4% after taxes, you're making $3,500 a month.
Sure.
So, if you're on Social Security or whatever, and you and your partner are making $3,500 a month, you might as well tell Ron here that you got $1 million bucks.
Sure.
I mean, why not? But I mean, I'm just to tell you the properties that I have visited people at this last month and a half were $3 million, $2.25 million, $6 million, $1.7 million, get ready to close one at $1.75 million, and $3 million with an elevator. Now the elevator will work with me in it.
Wow.
I don't, and it'll go up. It goes down faster than it goes up.
I'm not going to touch that one, Jay. No
but
way in the world.
You know what? I'd like to see how it works with you and me in it.
It'll.
And maybe you want to.
Ow! it may scream a little.
It's got a great view over Laguna Beach and the ocean. But the thing, the one thing that is really motivating some of these people with larger homes and that have monies set aside or, you know, in retirement funds is long-term health care. Because, you know.
Well, we're going to have to save that and talk about that in a minute. Long-term health care, the other thing that I want to talk about is being that we've got this seminar tomorrow on disinheriting the IRS. Can we plan our taxes a little bit using the reverse mortgage or the retirement loan? We're going to talk to Jay Kaplan about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also chat a little bit about why an economic slowdown will not crush the real estate market this time and how bad credit makes a mortgage expensive, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T. sorry about that. Text NEST, N-E-S-T to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Gotta love it when you get a little frog in your throat in the middle of a broadcast. Gotta love that stuff.
Yeah.
But why an economic slowdown will not crush real estate this time around, that is the subject of the real-time real estate segment. Last week, the National Association for Business Economics released their February 2019 Economic Policy Survey. The survey revealed that a majority of the panel believe an economic slowdown is in the near future. Just don't know what the near means. While only 10% of the panelists expect a recession in 2019, 42% say a recession will happen in 2020, and 25% expect one in 2021. I am going to tell you, I am not one of the panelists. The recession will not happen in 2020. It'll happen in 2021 or later. You don't really see too many recessions that happen during presidential elections. Nobody wants they'll do anything. The party in power will do anything in their control to keep power. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, an independent, a socialist, a communist. All they care about is getting their next power grab, all of them, and they want to keep their office. If they're perceived as the one that changes that, yeah, they're not going to do it. They're not going to get reelected. They lose their office. Just the way it is. Their findings coincide with three previous surveys calling for a slowdown sometime in the next 2 years. That raises the question, will the real estate market be impacted like it was during the last recession? A recession does not equal a housing crisis. According to the dictionary definition, a recession is a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. That means you're not going to find out about it until it is past. During the last recession, prices fell dramatically because the housing collapse caused the recession. However, if we look at the four previous recessions, we can see that home values were not negatively impacted. 1980, home values rose 4.5%. July of 81 to November of 82, home values rose 1.9%. July of 1990 to March of 1991, home values fell less than 1%. March 2001 to November 2001, home values rose 4.8%. Most experts agree with Ralph McLaughlin, CoreLogic's deputy chief economist, who recently explained, there's no reason right now to panic, even if we may be headed for a recession. We're seeing a cooling of the housing market, but nothing that indicates a crash. The housing market is just normalizing. Inventory is starting to increase and home prices are finally stabilizing. This is a good thing for both buyers and sellers as we move forward. Bottom line, if there's an economic slowdown in our near future, there is no need for fear to set in. As renowned financial analyst Morgan Housel recently tweeted, an interesting thing is the widespread assumption that the next recession will be as bad as 2008. Natural to think that way, but statistically highly unlikely. Could be over before you realized it began. That's what I was just talking about, because you don't know about it until after two quarters of data. And I would say, you know, something, we will see another fall in housing prices. Now, I was not around for the last one, Jay, 1929.
I don't care when it was. I wasn't around.
1929, we saw that, right? I mean, the real estate market did crash then. So it can happen, and it happened in 2008. It'll happen again. We just don't know when.
Yeah, I like to think of a depression as one where the housing values go down with the economy, and everything else is not a depression. It's a recession.
There you go.
And as recessions go, they almost never – I mean, those are like two separate things.
Right. Absolutely. But you know something? Well, that's – I should tell you, that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So, Jay, we do have a – solution or a hedge in case of a real estate recession.
Absolutely.
For the senior population. No good for us juniors. There you go. Us juniors, we don't get to participate yet.
Yeah.
But the reverse mortgage that does provide some backstop for you.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine? I don't remember exactly the amount, but there were thousands and thousands of seniors who lost their home in 08, 09, and thereafter. And can you imagine if all of those seniors had reverse mortgages, how many of them would still have their property?
And you know something?
And they would have lost no equity. They have a lot more equity now than
sure
they did before.
And I did notice, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick because I put it away already, but I saw a report just this morning that they were talking about the fact that how at that time there was so many people got into negative equity, and right now we have very few people with negative equity comparatively. So these things change. They ebb and flow. But, you know, before the break, we were talking about two different items, Jay, that I want to get back to.
Okay.
One of them is something that is near and dear to my heart just because I saw a lot of need for long-term care.
Uh-huh.
And we've had some folks on. We had folks on from the Alzheimer's Association recently. I think next week we've got somebody coming on from that's going to be talking about melanoma. But the issue here is both of them can be very expensive.
Can be?
They both are, right? They can,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks do not have the long-term care that we once had.
No.
Right? So let's talk a little bit about that idea with the reverse mortgage. How can that help solve the problem?
Well, I guess what they say is the average cost of health care, long-term health care, once you get into it, is about $6,700 a month. But you know what average means.
Right.
It means you're not going to get it. So, you know, $10,000 a month, where's that money going to come from? There was a Brookings Institute, and I don't remember all the details on it. Kind of, I'm old and can qualify, but the average person with healthcare needs spends about $400,000 in the last 5 years of their life. Where is it going to come
from? How much did they spend?
$400,000 in the last 5 years of their life. Now,
that's huge.
Yeah, and it's a lot. And, you know, where's that money coming from? Well, it can come from your qualified accounts. You don't want that.
Right.
Qualified account, which, you know, is your retirement account. If you need, you know, $10,000 a month, you're going to take out, what, $18,000 or whatever it is to cover taxes and things like that. So it's not only going to cost you a whole lot more money, the money you took out is no longer working for you, and that's why it's there, okay?
That's the whole issue right there, is it's
yeah.
not working for you. And home equity, what is the return on investment of home equity? Zero,
right?
I mean, you get zero return on investment of your home equity.
So you can keep, in most of these HECM, you know, these home equity conversions, if you want to, you can still keep making payments. The difference is you have access to the money you just kept making payments on, and it increases.
And you can take that money and go buy a rental home. You can buy a retirement home.
Right.
You can buy a second home.
And you can buy, let me just say, I don't sell insurance. I don't make any money from insurance. I don't have anything like that. But what I'm seeing, especially with these higher priced, you know, homes and people with big, larger estates, is they're getting what's called, I think it's called a, you know, it basically you pay one time, you pay $100,000, you pay this one person I'm helping get the money. He's buying a policy for about $500,000 that will cover his health care without having to take money from other places.
Now make sure that if you do that, because I want to make sure we've got full disclosure on that. I don't sell health insurance or I don't sell the insurance policies either. I do understand them. You need to make sure that the money is put into them properly. Otherwise they call it a modified endowment contract, MEC, and it can blow all the tax benefits away.
Yeah, so call Ron.
Call me
and
put you in touch with the right people. Exactly. So that part of it. And then you can also use it, like I said, tomorrow's lunch seminar, talking about disinheriting the IRS.
And
right?
Remember, too, as you were talking about hedging, if interest rates go up, your line of credit goes up faster.
And that's another big benefit of it. So you got more cash flow.
And it always goes up, it seems like in history, it's going to go up faster than the cost of living goes up. So you're covered. if property values go down, you have a huge, huge, you know, protection.
Big benefits from the product.
Because your line of credit still goes up even if your property value goes down, which, as we spoke of a little earlier, we don't think is going to happen.
Not going to happen, I don't believe. But again, we want to make sure that you are prepared for it. We want to make sure that you're not having to pay taxes, because there again, I mean, just say, think about this. If you can disinherit the IRS on any of your tax transactions, right? Buy a house, sell a house, sell a commercial property, buy a business, no taxes, or minimize the taxes, disinherit the IRS. That's about a 30, 40% benefit to you right there. And it's all totally legal. That's the whole idea of it. We're going to talk more about the tax benefits of the reverse mortgage. Think about this, a tax benefit from a loan product. We'll talk about that when we come back with Jay Kaplan. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How bad credit makes a mortgage expensive, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. in the Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? Maybe. I just had this conversation earlier today. Think about this one. You're 60 years of age, but you want to plan for the future, right? When do you want to retire? Think about that. It's all in the planning. So let's talk about that as well. And we can deal with that with our Ask About Reverse Mortgage team. Obviously, Jake Kaplan is our guru on that. But the topic today, how bad credit can make your mortgage more expensive. Borrowers can come to the table with lower credit scores. They find their mortgage loan costs more because of their bad credit scores. This is true for first-time buyers, as well as people's second or third homes. A loan costs someone with bad credit score more because of higher interest rates and the resulting higher monthly mortgage payments imposed on those with less than perfect credit. So here's a rundown of why and what your options might be if your credit score is not quite ideal. So a conventional fixed-rate mortgage is a loan originated by a bank, lender, mortgage broker, sold on the primary mortgage market to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Conventional loans are not guaranteed to a government agency, where some loans are a loan. And the interest rate and terms are almost always fixed for the life of the loan. There are some adjustables out there, but the majority of the home loans are fixed and on these conventionals. The terms and interest rates are determined using what mortgage lenders call risk-based pricing. That means that the costs are based on the apparent risk of the consumer's financial situation. It also means that different people get different terms and interest rates based on how risky their financial situation makes them to the lender as far as paying back the loan and making payments on time. If you have a lower credit score from bad to poor or fair, lenders see you as a higher risk, and if they approve you for a conventional mortgage loan, they're going to charge you higher interest rate. That will result in higher monthly payments and a higher cost for the loan at the end. The added cost of bad credit for a conventional mortgage, yeah, can be pretty significant. I'm not going to get into all the different numbers because every place is different, but think about that. We want to get your credit scores up. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Blue Water Credit, or we can also have a chat on the Get Mortgage Ready program and take care of that. Now, it used to be that Jay and I would tell people, well, they don't look at your credit score for the reverse mortgage, but it's not quite the case because they have that estimation for expenses for people that have some poor credit.
Yeah. I mean, the credit score, no, but credit in general, yes, especially the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
And
so
especially those items that relate to your home expenses, such as how you've made your house payment, how you've made your home insurance and taxes.
There you go. So that's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So, Jay, before the break, in the second segment today, we were chatting a little bit about, unfortunately, it is the time of year we talk a lot about taxes.
Oh, you have a better one.
Exactly. Every time we talk about taxes, the team always looks and says, got the same comment every time.
I thought the tax time was October, no?
So I know who's asked to kick.
There we go. So here's the issue, Jay. So we were talking yesterday. William Rogers was in, and we were chatting about some different tax strategies. And one of the things that came up was people that get a bonus at the end of the year. And William said, well, you know, something maybe you can negotiate to move that forward to a different tax year. But what if you get a bonus if you've got a reverse mortgage with the line of credit, and you put that whole bonus into your paying down that reverse mortgage and getting that mortgage interest deduction?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That'll save you some money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, obviously you're paying your taxes when you get the bonus.
Right.
One thing about putting it into the following year, I did that for about 25 years. Okay. Now, it's great the first year, but thereafter it's always the same kind of thing, right? Because it's like,
well, it is to a certain extent.
So it,
because at least it gives you the amount of time to, it gives you another 10 or 11 months.
You never know what's going to happen next year. But yeah, of course, so you pay the tax when you get your bonus. You pay it towards your house, therefore increasing your equity.
Sure.
more importantly, increase, not more importantly, but, you know, just as important, you are increasing your line of credit. Despite the fact that some of that money is interest, some is principal, when you make the payment, every penny increases the line of credit, and that whole amount then continues to increase. When you take it out, just like any of the money that was in that line of credit, you never pay taxes on that. You take it out, you put it in, you take it out.
Because it's not income. It's part of your – right. So it's your money. It's your equity. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So we can actually deal with – and you obviously – Jay and I are both going to share the same thing. We're going to tell you, make sure to speak with a tax professional so you understand the implications, because we don't want to get into a point where – we've said, you know, well, Jay and Ron said that you can put this money and get a tax write-off.
Right.
You need
to
talk to your tax professional and find out what the benefit is, where the breakpoints are, because you may not have enough of a mortgage interest deduction for that to make sense. And on the flip side, you may have get beyond the standard deduction.
Yeah,
right?
Standard deduction now has become much different, much more important to some people. But remember, too, if you have a year, if you're not making any payments, like I did a loan for, he's become a good friend of mine since at Bel Air. And I believe he was considering, if he didn't make payments, made interest only payment because it helped his tax situation.
There you go.
Otherwise, no. And another little thing people don't realize on the tax side of it, and again, tax laws change. So 30, 40 years from now, after you haven't made payments that long, call Ron so he can set you up with someone to let you know. But your heirs can take that tax write-off, because at that point in time, they own the property, they pay off the loan. They get the tax write-off, you didn't.
There you go. And that could be a big benefit as well, because you may have a qualified account that's taxable at that point, unless you roll it over again. You got to talk to tax people about all these different issues, right? But it gives you options,
yeah.
Right, as opposed to just being in a dead equity situation like most people are with their primary residence. That money is dead equity. You can keep your qualified funds working for you as long as you can. I mean, once you get to age 70 and a half, you do have those requirements of the government to start taking.
Oh, to be 70 and a half.
Right? They want their money. The government doesn't want you to have their money forever. Right, but that's part of the whole benefits package here.
You know, I'm so old, I remember when there were no FICO scores.
Wow. I didn't know there was such a day.
Yeah.
But then again, they did the mortgages on stone then, so that was a different day and age. Okay, so we've got a lot of benefits. Now, Jay, you threw this out in passing, and we should mention this a little bit more intentional. Because you were saying you're doing a reverse mortgage for a property worth $1.5 million?
Well, yeah, I'm talking to one person with a $6 million home.
$6 million, and you can still do a reverse mortgage on that?
Poor guy owes nothing on the home.
What a shame.
I know.
So, you know, we used to talk about it. So that's obviously somebody, and I don't know what his cash position is, but he's certainly got a lot of equity.
Yes.
If he's old enough for a reverse mortgage, that means he's probably over 62
right.
years.
Well, basically, without getting into a lot of details, because details are different for every person, they get the reverse mortgage because they want to keep what they have, or they want to make sure they have a legacy to pass on, because they don't want things like health care or other emergencies to take it away from them.
And the beauty is, one of the things that's important here is it's all in the financial planning, right? So you want to do these things before it's mandated. And I know that sounds kind of coarse, but you know, if you get to a point where you've got a health situation and maybe you don't have all your faculties, it becomes much more difficult to do some of these to take advantage of some of these opportunities or options. So make sure you give Jay a call before that happens. If you need that information, you need that help, again, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the reverse mortgage guru. That would be Jay Kaplan, our friend in the reverse mortgage. And then be sure to set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, Call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Something, I think I'll just call it a day. Night.